Thank you for calling because support. My name is Asia. How may I help you?
Yes, we were looking at our credit card information, and we have a $54 charge coming from your place that we wasn't aware of what it's for.
Can I have your zip code, please?
Yes, 46037.
Can I have your name?
Yes, it's David Bland,
B-L-A-N-D. Thank you for that. May I please get you to verify your address?
First of all, I'd like to know, what is this place?
Okay, so we're a third-party call center, and we provide customer support for several different online companies.
Uh-huh. And the item that I did was like $9.97 for a heat. After I did a survey.
Can I have you verify your address for me?
Yes, it's 14109 Cambria Court, Fishers, Indiana, 46037.
Thank you. May I place you on a brief hold?
And the company was Deluxe.
Can you hold for just a moment?
All right, thank you.
And so it looks like you got our space heater. You paid the shipping, which is $9.97. And you have 48
uh-huh.
hours to call back into council. And we also give our customers $125 gift cards that you can use online at our online gadget store. You were also enrolled into our monthly gadgets club, and you will be charged around $54.97 every month for being a gadget member.
We want to cancel that.
Okay, so I can get you cancel. Hold for just a moment. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to pay for any of it.
What?
Okay, hold for just a moment.
All right.
Okay, let me know when you're ready for your cancellation number.
Just a second. I'll try.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, your cancellation number.
Cancel. Just a second. We're getting a paper.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, your cancellation number 258.
258.
837.
You say 837?
Correct. 944.
944.
And is this charge coming off?
And when is this charge coming off for our charge card?
Okay, so I cannot issue you a refund. I can provide you with a one-time courtesy refund, a 35% refund. You would get back in your account 1924. Would you like for me to do that for you? Since it was a valid charge, we cannot issue you no full refund.
Why not?
Why not? I didn't.
You stated you ordered the space heater. So you put your credit card information in to order it.
No,
so therefore, it was a valid charge.
The space heater. No, the space heater was free.
No, sir. Unfortunately, in the terms and conditions, it was
nine. It was $9.99 for handling, or $9 and something for shipping and
did
handling.
Did you put your credit card information in?
Yes.
Correct. So it was valid. So I can provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $27.49, and that's the best thing we can do for you.
We can report this as a fraud on our credit card.
Yeah, you can go ahead and take that off, and then we're going to report it as a fraud.
Okay. So you're going to contact your bank. I'm not understanding.
Whatever it takes.
So are you going to contact your bank?
We'll contact whatever it takes to the...
Since that was a valid charge, we're going to issue no refund.
Pardon
you
me?
Put your credit card information... Because he put his credit card information in, so that means it's valid. So fraud is... That's not fraud when you put your own credit card information in.
Well, if they charge me for something I didn't order, it is fraud.
So everything was explained in the terms and conditions.
Pardon me?
Everything was explained in the terms and conditions when signing up.
Well, he didn't need to sign up.
I didn't sign up for anything.
I do apologize for that, but I can provide you with a 50% refund. You will get back in your account $27.49, and that's the best thing we can do for you.
And it's canceled?
Yes, and it will be canceled. Would you like for me to do that for you?
This is such a ripoff. You guys are crooks.
If you do the best thing right now, you'd take it completely off because we're going to report this. And
okay, so I'm not understanding what you mean by reporting it. I don't know who you're reporting it to, but as I stated, I can provide you with a 50% refund. You get back $27.49.
All right, you go ahead and do that, and we'll take care of the rest.
Okay, so what are you meaning by that before I proceed with this?
I do want... some sort of receipt.
Okay, so we're not able to provide you with that, sir.
You can't provide. Why not?
So you would get that back in your account if I do it within 3 to 5 business days. So would you like the 50% refund?
You guys are crooks. And you're attached to CVS.
What have you got to do with CVS?
Okay, would you like for me to do that for you, sir?
Are you using that for a scam?
Would you like for me to provide you with that 50% refund?
I'd like for you to answer my question. Are you connected to CVS?
Okay, so would you like for me to do that for you?
You won't charge us. You're not going to charge our account again, are you?
Correct.
So basically, we're just being $27 is being stolen from us, correct?
Okay, so would you like for me to proceed with the 50% refund?
Correct. So you can't give us a full refund, but you can steal $27.
Would you like for me to provide you with that 50% refund?
Ma'am, I would like for you to be what you are advertised as.
Okay, so your account is canceled. Is there anything else I can help you guys with? And would you like the 50% refund?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
May I place you on a brief hold? Thank you.
Brief hold? This is why I told you not to order shit off the internet.
This is Are you still there?
Can you hold for just a moment? Thank you. See you here. Hold for just a moment.
Should report it to them. Let's go ahead and report it to the bank and fraud. If they're a support system, they're not very good.
So
very good job at 40.
So would you like for me to proceed with that discount?
We want it canceled.
We want it canceled, and you're going to be reported.
Reported to whom, sir? I'm not understanding what you mean by that.
You'll find that out later.
Are you going to report
it to
your bank?
I'll report it to whoever I have to, and it's not none of your business. It's your business to take care of this. And you should have already took it off without any questions because this is fraud, and you'll find out about it.
Okay, so I'm not understanding what you're meaning by that, so you don't want the 50% refund?